Hello, my name is Anthony Gomez, and my age is 17 years old. Today, the date is December 5th. I am speaking with my partner's name, which is Carolyn Alvarez, who is my mother. We are recording in the interview in Dallas, Texas. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I guess when I got this TV from my dad, because I love watching TV. And one night he came, because he's a truck driver, so he came home and brought me this little pop-up TV, which is cool. Of course, my sister was jealous, but that made it even better. So it's probably one of my happiest memories. Okay.
What are you most grateful for?
For being able to support myself, support my child, being able to work and be happy, accomplish, you know, the education I have accomplished, knowing how to do my classes I do, and just on-hand know-how like my mom taught me.
What are your hopes and wishes for me?
That you succeed at everything in life that you should and want, but mostly know the importance of life and not just money. That you earn what you get and you're proud of what you earn, because the best way of being happy in life is earning what you have gotten.
What are your hopes and wishes for my children as well?
To get to know them and you teach them right from wrong and respect for elders, and to learn that you earn what you get and not just be given to you just because you want it.
Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Only you can make yourself happy. Don't wait for other people to make you happy. What you accomplish and what you do is the happiest thing you can do for yourself, because you didn't have to. Somebody didn't give it to you. You earned it and you accomplished. So the only happiness you're going to get is the one you give yourself.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
I grew up in a house of 7 kids. I'm the middle child. I always liked riding bikes and playing soccer with boys. And I love to cook. I love crafts. And as I grew up, I learned to take care of children. And that is what I do now as a profession. I take care of all ages. Okay.
What were you like as a child?
I climbed trees. I like playing here and there, climbing trees, being like a tomboy. Girly stuff wasn't my thing. I love running around.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult moments in your life?
When my dad passed away. I was real close to my dad. My dad was real close to me. So it was a big loss when my dad went. And then come down in adulthood, losing my mother was the worst of all. She was my best friend.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
To trust in myself. No matter how much people do wrong by you, you still help. No matter how much someone does you wrong because you helped them, you still don't stop helping people because of them. Always help, no matter what the consequences of things happen, that you're right and what they do is wrong.
How would you describe me to someone who has never met me
Well, you are very interesting. You know about everything that is walking out the door. Very informative. You're a likable, courteous person. Respectful. And respectful to girls. And real nice. I mean, sweet.
Tell me about your parents. What was your life like growing up?
My parents are good. My mom worked a lot. She taught me how to cook. My dad worked until he got hurt. So then I took care of him for a while. But, you know, I did have a happy childhood. You know, my parents were good parents. Even though they wound up separating, they were still real good to all of us. And we made sure that we all had a good life and happy.
Tell me about your grandparents.
Well, I didn't know my grandparents too much. My mom's mom, I knew her just a little. She was a sweet lady. She was really skinny, thin, but nice little lady. She cooked on a coal stove. And my dad's mom, well, I got to take care of her for a while because she was living with us. She used to make soup, and she's the first person that ever gave me some coffee. And those are the only two that I know was just my grandmother's.
Tell me about your parents. What were they like?
My mom liked to fix things. That's where I get it from her. She was good to everybody. She took in everybody. She made sure, you know, if she saw someone in need, she would always help. She knew how to do a lot of stuff, sewing, everything, and I'm so glad that she taught me most of the stuff that she knows. Of course, no one does it better than Mom. My dad, he was cool. He was a jokester, but he worked hard in life. He used to teach us how to play poker and stuff, and, you know, he was a good guy. He was funny, you know, and joked around with us a lot.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
From my mom, old remedies. Always use old remedies. No matter what. Doctors say and all that, Mom's old remedies have always been good. Everything she's taught me, I'll try to pass it on to my kids.
Can you give me an example of one of these old remedies?
Well, like, there's something called envy. When someone envies your child, like, oh, they're so pretty and all this and that, if there's an envy that goes between that and with them not touching the kid, it gives them, like, they wind up getting a fever, and they call it the ojo. So you get an egg and you rub it on them saying the Lord's Prayer, and it's supposed to take all the envy out of them.
Is it important to you to pass on your religious and spiritual beliefs to your children, and why?
Yes. Even though I've had lots of hard times, and I never blame God, but you have to make sure that they do. If anything, it gives you solemn, it gives you hope to believe in God and your prayers and all that. It's just, you know, it's very important as far as I'm concerned.
What does religion spiritually mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
Religion, well, whenever you're in trouble, heartache, you know, you pray, you talk to him. He's the only one that actually listens. I mean, you pour your heart out, and he's never has anything bad to put on you. Anything bad people get on them is on themselves. So prayer is a big thing whenever you're in trouble or need something or know somebody that needs some kind of prayer. Okay.
Think back to a holiday such as Thanksgiving or Christmas when you could distinctly remember something your parents did.
The only thing I can remember is that on Thanksgiving, my mom was always around to help us learn how to cook all the meals, make sure everything was right. It's just the gathering and teaching us to be humble to each other and be good. I mean, a meal is one thing that you can sit around and chit-chat and have fun.
In your childhood, has there ever been any big milestones that you hold yourself high for?
I guess learning the things my mom by the phone. My mom said I can cook anything just by her talking to me, and just accomplishing her words onto what I had to do was a big thing for me.
As a childhood, thinking about your goals that you wanted to be back then, from now that you what you are, have you accomplished any of them?
Well, when I was a child, I wasn't going to do what I was going to do. But as I grew up and saw things different and done things, I've accomplished most of the things I've wanted to do. Education, teaching in a school, being with kids, getting my degrees in CDAs and early childhood in the daycare that I'm working at.
For me, do you expect me to carry on any sorts of tradition to my children as I grow up?
As far as your children always being there at meal times, celebrating birthdays together, special occasions like Christmas and Thanksgiving, always showing them that family gatherings is what it's all about. It's when we all get together again and talk about memories. So always have family values.
When it comes to Thanksgiving and your thoughts, is there a greater meaning than just being together and eating?
Well, it's the fulfillment of being family and knowing that everyone's still around, knowing that everyone's still there if you need them. And it's not just the food and all that. It's just knowing that your family is still around you if you need them. And that's what you get thankful for, because that's what you accomplish.
Do you think people from other ethnic groups can celebrate Thanksgiving as much as people in America that celebrate Thanksgiving all the time have ever since?
I think so. They may be different. They may be different religions. But in all, it's all about gathering and family and loving one another and being there for them.
As a childhood, did you have any major struggles with your ethnic group?
No, I haven't. I've been pretty good. And, you know, I've always had all kinds of friends, regardless of the race or religion of what they were. I've never had a problem.
Are there any important words or quotes that your parents ever said to you that stuck with you still to this day?
You can't get blood out of a turnip, my mom said. Because when you got bills to pay, she said, never worry, just lift it up to the Lord. Somehow it'll get paid.
How do I end this?
say, well, this has been my interview.
This has been my interview with Carolyn Alvarez.
And we are now done.
And then we are now done. Thank you.
You stupid.